Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, the greatest nation on God's green earth, despite the fact that an esteemed member of the United States House of Representatives says that America, like Hamas, like the Taliban, has committed unthinkable atrocities. Who said it? What are the unthinkable atrocities that America has allegedly committed? There's that. And then somebody even more esteemed, a former president of the United States. You remember him. His name is Barack Obama. He won two terms and won majority votes in both those terms when he ran. He now says that the legacy of Jim Crow and racial hatred and white supremacy still lingers in America and still impact our current day. What is there about that that is true? And is it true, as President Obama comments, that white people are enraged because we feel we're losing our country? And speaking of losing, there are a number of comments aimed at Joe Manchin, not from his opposition party Republicans, but from his fellow Democrats, saying that he is a defender of white supremacy. Keep it up, guys. Push Joe Manchin right into the Republican Party. Wouldn't that be something? Last time we had a tie vote in the U.S. Senate, that was back in 2001 when President Bush came in. It was 50-50. And unfortunately, at the time, a moderate Republican from Vermont, whose name was Jim Jeffords, later to become known as Jumpin' Jim Jeffords, switched to the Democratic side and gave the Democrats control of the Senate. Is that kind of maneuver possible with Joe Manchin? We will get to that. Plus, a great deal of evidence coming from every direction of Republican progress on economic issues, regarding the budget, regarding Joe Biden's attempts to position himself, and particularly regarding Latino voters. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. And a huge fight over gay rights involving chicken sandwiches. No, really, this is a big, big issue, I guess. No, it does not just involve Chick-fil-A. It involves a rival challenging Chick-fil-A, not just on the taste of sandwiches, but in terms of LGBTQ politics. And much more, a New York Times editorial board member who says she finds it very disturbing to see American flags flying everywhere, to see American flags flying to celebrate D-Day, really? And to honor one of the many, many, many great achievements of this great republic, we will get to that issue as well. First up, let us give pride of place to the former president, to Barack Obama, because he basically has been making some comments about woke culture and about cancel culture, and yes, about critical race theory. He's on with Anderson Cooper and basically scoffing at the idea that critical race theory is really a threat to the republic. This is clip 13, Barack Obama on CNN. Listen.
I also think that there are certain right-wing media venues, for example, that monetize and capitalize on stoking the fear and resentment of a white population that is witnessing a changing America and seeing demographic changes, and do everything they can to give people a sense that their way of life is threatened and that people are trying to take advantage of them. And we're seeing it right now, right, where you would think with all the public policy debates that are taking place right now that, you know, the Republican Party would be engaged in a significant debate about how are we going to deal with the economy and what are we going to do about climate change and what are we going to do about, lo and behold, the single most important issue to them currently right now is critical race theory. Who knew that that was the threat to our republic?
Okay, he laughs it off. What about some challenging questions from Anderson Cooper? I mean, he's a smart guy. I think he's trying to be a good journalist. I mean, one immediate question here for Barack Obama, and it's so obvious and pertinent and just bursting out there in terms of the reality of the situation, that it's shocking that he didn't raise the question. To the best of my knowledge, no one's raised it yet, which is, do you remember that Barack Obama got in a world of trouble during his first presidential campaign when he told a fundraiser that there were Americans who were clinging to their guns and to their God and were very afraid that they were going to somehow lose things that were precious to them? It was very condescending. And the remarks hurt him because it showed that this is somebody who tends to look down on many of his fellow Americans. And that's what he's saying here. The reason that critical race theory has become an issue is not because Republicans have made it an issue. It's because Democrats have made it an issue, and they have basically required it and required all of this, quote, anti-racism training. And part of what that anti-racism training requires is that you trash America. That you hold up the idea, like Mara Gay put forward just recently, that somehow it's appropriate to feel very, very disturbed to see American flags flying. Look, there are very few more crucial issues than what we teach our children. And is it a threat to the Republic to teach the children that America's not worth saving? That America's an evil country, that America is, as Ilhan Omar tells us, a guilty of unspeakable atrocities, just like the Taliban, just like Hamas. I mean, really, America's in the same boat, are we? If you teach children to feel guilty about their country, about the country that has given them everything, then how do you expect to have a workable national politics? And yes, it is deeply, deeply important. If you hear statements like statements made by Dr. Aruna Kilanani, who had been invited to speak at the Yale Medical School, and we played some of what she had to say yesterday, and she said every time she sees white people, she has fantasies about wanting to stab them to death and then to wipe their blood all over herself and then to go forward with a skip in her step. I mean, if that kind of thing is acceptable at one of America's most prestigious universities, and I know she's not a faculty member at Yale, but she is somebody who was invited to speak there, and they were defending, to a great extent, the officials at the medical school who had her speak under their auspices, defending what she had to say. Now, of course we have a crisis. Just try to imagine, President Obama, that instead of critical race theory, you had something else called critical race theory, and let's say it was put forward by the David Dukes of this world, and that it was actually being imposed by school districts and by university programs, where there was a basic sense that black people should feel guilty, that black people should feel horrible about their own heritage. And again, I'm not saying they should. Of course they shouldn't. And of course there is a real history of persecution and suffering here. But the idea that you should be defined by your race is so profoundly anti-American that it's important that it be resisted. There's more that President Obama had to say that's kind of shocking. We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is wrong. This is outrageous.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there are interesting questions psychologically, characterologically, historically, about why it is that all of a sudden Barack Obama, who has been following the general pattern of most former presidents. Well, yeah, most former presidents. I'm not including the former president who also wants to be a future president, and there's only one of those. But Barack Obama's been following the pattern of even Bill Clinton to a great extent. Certainly George W. Bush. The first President Bush, when he became former president, basically former presidents busy themselves with their libraries, the Obama Library and Museum and Study Center has, I don't think they've even broken ground on it yet. There's still a controversy going on about what the buildings are going to look like, but it's work and it's what people get involved with, and some of these presidential libraries, and I've been to virtually all of them, are really spectacular and great memorials to the work that the president did, whoever the president was. I'm, by the way, very honored that I'm going to be speaking at the Reagan Library coming up, and you can find out about that, and I hope join us. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Reagan Library. And it's just newly reopened. It's a great facility to visit. I'm glad I'm going to be broadcasting from there and then giving a speech about God's hand on America, which is something President Reagan profoundly believed in. That's coming up. And in check it out at our website. In any event, the point about all of this is a lot of people are guessing, at least, and it's very tough to get into anybody's head, let alone the head of somebody who always loves to speak in nuance and is so complicated and, after all, is one of the best-selling authors of all time, and he is now, after his book, Promised Land, and his wife's even more successful book about becoming, and Barack Obama. He's not an insubstantial figure. He's a very important historical figure. He is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Yeah, remember that? Okay. But why is he speaking up now to upstage Joe Biden, who was his loyal vice president, who stood back, supported the president, was right with him? And wouldn't you think that if Barack Obama wanted to actually help Joe Biden, maybe he would focus on some of Joe Biden's agenda, which is almost completely stalled now, thanks to Joe Manchin. He might do that instead of getting into it on critical race theory. Critical race theory cannot help Democrats. There is no way. Because if you ask about the assumptions of the critical race theory and the 1619 Project or any of it, there's not even an overwhelming majority of black people who support this more radical review of American history, with the idea that American history should be guilty and looked down upon. And let's replay, Jeremy, if we can, the first part of Obama with Anderson Cooper, and then go on to the next commentary. So we go first to Obama talking about how Americans are not reconciled to our history. Let's go to clip 13.
I also think that there are certain right-wing media venues, for example, that monetize and capitalize on stoking the fear and resentment of a white population that is witnessing a changing America and seeing demographic changes, and do everything they can to give people a sense that their way of life is threatened and that people are trying to take advantage of them. And we're seeing it right now, right, where you would think, with all the public policy debates that are taking place right now, that, you know, the Republican Party would be engaged in a significant debate about how are we going to deal with the economy, and what are we going to do about climate change, and what are we going to do about, lo and behold, the single most important issue to them apparently right now is critical race theory. Who knew that was the threat to our republic?
Well, it is a threat to our republic if racial conflict is intensified and racial racial conflict is maximized because of the emphasis on critical race theory and the emphasis on white guilt, white fragility, white privilege, and basically trying to emphasize racial differences among the populace. And that is what critical race theory does. And the idea that it would be taught in school, that you would have a serious effort by America's Journal of Record to say that no, America didn't begin with all men are created equal, and the Declaration of Independence in 1776, it actually began in 1619 with the arrival of the first 20 enslaved Africans onto these shores into a British colony, the colony of Virginia. I mean, the entire thing is wacky, and it is entirely initiated not by the right, but by the left. I don't believe that Barack Obama is right that Americans look around and think that because of changing demographics, that they're losing their way of life. The demographics are not even changing that greatly. I've written and gotten a lot of very positive commentary, and I'm glad for it, about how this idea of a majority-minority nation is a myth. It's not even true. Why? Because at least half, and probably more than half, if you look at most of the surveys, of people of Latino, of Hispanic heritage, consider themselves white. And the idea that there is this huge blob, this huge somehow coalition of people who are everything other than white against white people is ridiculous. If you look, for instance, at Asian Americans and their statistics on everything. And when I say everything, I'm talking about median income, education level. They are not identical to other, quote, people of color. This whole idea of BIPOC, of people of color, is a fiction and it's a manipulation. And then there is more from President Obama as he was talking to Anderson Cooper. Let's go to clip 15.
You know, each and every time I try to describe why it is that we are still not fully reconciled with our history. But the fact is that it is a hard thing to hear. It's hard for the majority in this country of white Americans to recognize that, look, you can be proud of this country and its traditions and its history and our forefathers, and yet it is also true that this terrible stuff happened, and that you know, the vestiges of that linger and continue.
Where exactly do they continue? Vestiges of slavery and Jim Crow and Ku Klux Klan and lynching. We'll get to that.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting. Very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other. And that's really what it was about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, Barack Obama says to Anderson Cooper, it's hard to hear, but you have to look. You can be proud of this country and its traditions and its histories and our forefathers. And yet it is also true that this terrible stuff happened and that, you know, the vestiges of that linger and continue. Okay, maybe what he has in mind when he says something like that is the Tulsa massacre. We just had the anniversary that was very solemnly and appropriately observed by the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And the Tulsa massacre, there were up to 300 people who were killed, a whole neighborhood devastated. It was entirely a racist incident. It was unforgivable. There's no justification for it. It is loathsome and horrible. But where do the vestiges of that still linger? Where you have mobs and mobs of white people who just go out to kill black people. This was a factor in America's past. There's no question about it. You know where one of the worst race riots ever was? Was in New York City in July of 1863. It was called the Draft Riot, where they had a group largely of Irish-American gangs who were pro-Confederate, by the way. It was complicated why so many Irish-Americans in New York City favored the Confederacy, but basically they were very afraid of black people competing for jobs. And their target on the draft riots were black individuals. Some were pushed out of windows. Some were burned. Some were lynched. This is in New York City. That's a terrible thing. But where does that continue today? And this is the problem with what Barack Obama says. He says the vestiges of that linger and continue. Where is this like that stupid notion that somehow the failure to send out paper ballots to everybody, absentee ballots to everybody without them requesting that, if you don't do that, you're denying fundamental voting rights? By the way, there's just a Republican governor who just did that, and the ballots are going out in Vermont. Governor Phil Scott is gone ahead with the idea that, okay, everybody in the whole state is going to get a ballot in the mail, make it very easy for them to send it back. But this idea of Jim Crow and slavery and racism and employment discrimination of the most naked kind and the KKK and white supremacy, that still lingers and continues. The one thing that Anderson Cooper could have asked Barack Obama, I wish he had, would be, Mr. President, be still Mr. President, he's an honorary Mr. President because he's a former president, didn't your decisive victory in two different elections indicate that there wasn't much lingering of the kind of racism that you're talking about? Do you believe, Mr. President, that if you had been white, you would have won by much more? Did you have to suffer in the campaign because you were a person of color? And then you can bring up to him that his most popular and most effective speech, the speech that basically made him president, was the speech he gave in 2004 at the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, and where he said, only in America would a story like mine be possible. Now, that's true. And why is a story like his possible? It's because with Americans' racist past, we have made tremendous progress in moving beyond it. That doesn't mean we've erased racism, but for goodness sake, the dwelling on racializing everything is, it seems to me, is extremely destructive for the country, and it's very destructive for the Democratic Party. Because that's why you have attention to critical racial theory, and that's why you have attention to the idea of white privilege. Most American whites do not feel privileged, and in fact are not, because of skin color. People have different levels of privilege based upon their parents. You think somebody who grew up like J.D. Vance, who's now running for Senate in Ohio, I'm glad to see. J.D. Vance, the author of Hillbilly Elegy. Did he grow up with privilege? He grew up in a deeply dysfunctional family, happened to be white. Does that happen from time to time? Or does simply the possession of a white shade of skin of European ancestry guarantee that you will be favored in society? It absolutely does not. And Barack Obama then made one point about cancel culture and allowing that at times it does go overboard. This is more of his conversation on CNN. Clip 12.
A lot of the dangers of cancel culture and culture, you know, we're just going to be condemning people all the time. At least among my daughters, that they'll acknowledge that sometimes among their peer group or in college campuses, you know, you'll see folks going overboard. Mm. But they have a pretty good sense of look, we don't expect everybody to be perfect. We don't expect everybody to be politically correct all the time. But we are going to call out institutions or individuals if they are being cruel, if they are, you know, discriminating against people. We do want to raise awareness.
Okay, is that what's happening, by the way? You talk about cancel culture. A quick word here, and then there's more. The idea of Joe Manchin being called a white supremacist dude. Why? Because he's not going along with AOC and Ilhan Omar and the, quote, progressive ring of the Democratic Party. I just got to mention, you talk about cancel culture on campuses. Really? The right now, front page they mentioned in the New York Times and have this huge article about Amy Chua. And Amy's a friend, and I am just heartbroken to see that this big article about her being attacked at Yale over absolutely nothing. And again, the fact that that Amy is one of the finest writers out there writing about American history. Of course, she's best known for her best-selling book, The Battle Hymn of a Tiger Mother. And she has some traditional ideas. She and her husband, Jed Rubenstein, did together a fine book called The Triple Package about why it is that some groups have been particularly successful in the United States. They mention Nigerian Americans, Mormons, Cubans, Chinese people, Chinese immigrants to this country, and more. We will get to that, but the idea that she's literally had classes canceled and been, in effect, suspended at Yale Law School because of dinner parties that she had with students at her home, where nothing terrible happened. I mean, the entire notion of this conflict, you talk about cancel culture and people going crazy, whereas other people who can call a United States senator and a Democrat United States senator a white supremacist dude because he disagrees with political correctness, that's okay. And also comparing the United States to a terrorist operation from a member of Congress, we will get to that. No desire to cancel, just a desire to answer. We'll be right back.
No.
Join in your daily dose of debate.
Seems like a sensible thing to do.
1-800-955-1776. A Michael Medved Show.
No.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. and people panic. Grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show, just so it's not all Barack Obama, there are a bunch of outrageous over-the-top comments from others. Let us go to confront some of them with our tweets of the day.
From the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, there are two tweets of the day. The first one is from Jemele Hill. And Jemele Hill, if you don't know, we've covered her on the show before. She is very charismatic. She is very videogenic. She is a sports journalist. But she's somebody who's gotten very much into the critical race theory advocacy and talking about politics. So she tweeted about Joe Manchin. And here is what she tweeted. She said, "This is so on brand for this country. Record number of black voters show up to save this democracy, only for white supremacy to be upheld by a cowardly, power-hungry white dude. Senator Joe Manchin is a clown." Uh-huh. In other words, black people show up to vote, which is a good thing, something to celebrate in record numbers. And what was it exactly that Joe Manchin was supposed to owe? And what makes him a clown to say that he wants that democracy to work with some kind of bipartisan legislation, which is the way the Senate has been operating for years and years and years? And then there was a defense of Jemele Hill, because everybody, there are lots of people who just jumped all over her, I think appropriately. I mean, again, she's a dang Democratic senator, part of that very fragile 50-vote Democratic majority. And, of course, 50 votes is not a majority out of 100. It means it's split. So you need Joe Manchin. But in any event, Joyanne Reed of MSNBC tweeted back, "Is this what folks on the right are so mad about? Well, let's unpack. Hasn't this filibuster been used from the post-Civil War era straight through the 1950s and 60s to uphold white supremacy by letting states constrict black voting rights? Isn't Manchin literally capping for that? Okay, no, he is not. And they basically overcame the filibuster to pass a whole series of civil rights acts, beginning in the Eisenhower administration, and in both in the Eisenhower administration and then the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, they passed these epic civil rights acts guaranteeing that discrimination would not be allowed. And they did it in the way exactly what Joe Manchin is calling for, bipartisan. Because it was Republicans and Democrats working together. And if you're going to make major changes in the country, you don't want it to be all one party. That's really not the ideal way to go. There's another tweet of the day. This one from the irrepressible, not that anyone would want to repress her, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. She sent out a tweet today saying that the U.S. needs to have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. She said, we have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban, wrote Omar. I asked Secretary of State Antony Blinken where people are supposed to go for justice. Now, what's interesting about this is that she attached a clip of her questioning Secretary of State Blinken in yesterday. And she was obviously very proud of the question. And when she had asked him about America being compared with terrorist organizations, she never did. Her line of questioning in the video didn't mention America. And it just wasn't there. But now she has thrown it in. The question I would ask, when she talks about unthinkable atrocities and people going for justice, when you are talking about unthinkable atrocities, you can look at some of the cruelty during wars. And again, that's wars against Native Americans where there were unthinkable atrocities on both sides. There were. And you can think about things like the Tulsa riots. But the idea of where do you go for justice? The idea that America is now unjust, that Israel has committed unthinkable atrocities. What unthinkable Israeli atrocities is she talking about here? And in comparison with the Taliban, is the great atrocity of Israel its very existence? The fact that there is one Jewish state in the world? And at this, by the way, coming at a time when in Burkina Faso, which is in Africa, jihadists, a very loyal and deeply religious Muslims, just killed 132 people. They came into a village that was not sufficiently observant of Islamic law, and they started machine gunning people. Now, this has been confirmed by the UN. It happened less than a week ago in Burkina Faso. And she's compared about unthinkable atrocities from the United States. There's another vision of America that is worth looking at because it is so cuckoo. And it's from Mara Gay. This is clip number one. She is on the New York Times editorial board. She was on Morning Joe. And she has a negative reaction to Trump flags. Get it? Sure, I understand that. She's a Democrat, of course. But she has a bad reaction to American flags? She was in Long Island recently, and she saw some. And here's what she had to say about it. This is clip one.
We have to figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness. Until we can confront that, and talk about that, this is really going to continue. I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, expletives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and in some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
Okay. This is my country, land that I love. Does the idea of waving an American flag imply that you don't have the right to raise an American flag? Does anybody know about any of those Memorial Day observations of people who gave their lives that excluded people of color because they said, no, you didn't fight for this? Well, it's ridiculous. In the Civil War, there are 183,000 black soldiers who fought for the Union side, who suffered disproportionate casualties, in fact, fighting for the Union and fighting for liberation. This is madness. And she's saying, how do we make a distinction between Americanness and whiteness other than electing a black president twice, having two different black secretaries of state to represent this country abroad, having, as we do now, a black ambassador to the UN? Do you think that America is trying to make some real efforts to disassociate Americanness from any kind of color? And by the way, when you talk about this and this greater inclusivity, it's the idea that it's only one party. If you look at the new efforts and the new success of Republicans, particularly in bringing in Latinos into the Republican base, well, there's a great deal of commentary about that. There's also an attempt to basically solve all the violence and hatred up in Oregon. You know how? Legalizing prostitution. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.